If I can get paid.
Good afternoon, call the House Committee on Sustainability and Economic Development to order. We can be perhaps pretty quick with a number of organizational things. So we'll start by opening an organizational meeting. We have some rules in front of you. Those of you who have had other committee meetings today will, I suspect, recognize these, and I think it's reasonable to say that they are very similar, if not identical, to the rules under which we operated during the regular session. And if there are not questions or comments about the rules as proposed, I'd be interested in a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the proposed joint committee rules dated February 1st, 2010.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves to adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 1st, 2010. Is there any discussion? I don't see any. Is there any objection?
I think Nick has something.
I don't see any. With that, the rules are adopted.
Why should this railroad be any different than the interim?
And we will close the organizational meeting. That will open a work session on introduction of committee measures. And there is, we're going to be treating the various drafts that are in front of us in two groups. I'll explain briefly why that is. We'll take LC 219 first. Because we had this draft before us under the approval of the speaker before we came into session, but because we are now in session, it's the judgment of the chief clerk, who also serves as parliamentarian, that the approval of the speaker that allowed this draft to be before us no longer holds, so that we now need to make an official request to have a bill drafted. I suspect it will look very similar to the draft that is now before us, given that this is what resulted from our previous request. But in order to comply with the rules, I'm going to be interested in having that that motion. The caveat to that, of course, is that support of this motion does not obligate anyone to support the bill, nor that it even be referred back to this committee. But that's the background, I hope makes sense. Does anyone have any questions on that? I don't see any. Representative Benz?
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee request that Legislative Council draft a measure relating to prudently incurred costs associated with compliance with a renewable portfolio standard.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves that the committee request that Legislative Council draft a measure relating to prudently incurred costs associated with compliance with a renewable portfolio standard. I wonder if we could actually come up with that without the specific language on our own. Is there any discussion in the motion? Representative Gilliam.
We're talking about 123.
No, we're talking about 219.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
No problem. That is the outlier amongst this package. Is there further discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? I don't see any. With that, the motion is adopted, and we'll ask Representative Gilliam to compare LC 219 with the subsequent number and let us know if there are any changes at all.
Be my pleasure.
Thank you, Representative Gilliam. Then we will move to the other package of legislative concepts, which should look familiar, given that we have seen these before. They do not require the same change in procedure. So you'll see legislative concept 123, 124, and 125. Nice that we have them all in sequence. Representative Gere?
Mr. Chair, I move that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. LC 123, dated January 21, 2010. LC 124, dated January 27, 2010. LC 125, dated January 13, 2010. And LC 219, dated January 22, 2010.
Thank you very much. Beth, do we need to call 219? That was the...
Mr. Chair and committee members, you can introduce it at the same time now that you have the approval to draft it, so you can go ahead and introduce it.
Thank you very much for the explanation. Representative Garrett moves that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. Legislative Concept 123, dated January 21st, 2010. LC 124, dated January 27th, 2010. LC 125, dated January 13th, 2010. And LC 219, dated January 22nd, 2010. Is there any discussion? Once again, this does not obligate anyone to support the bill if it comes back to this committee. Is there any objection to the motion? I don't see any. The motion is adopted. Those LCs are introduced as committee bills. And with that, we'll close the work session on introduction of committee measures. And unless anyone has any comments for the good of the order. This might be the shortest meeting we'll have with the committee during the session. We're adjourned.
Yeah, it could have been shorter.